Joining me live on the air and in studio today is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with his monthly report from the Sheriff's Office. Hey, good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Good. How are you?
I appreciate you coming in, as
you
always,
bet.
And giving us some updates on what's happening. And it sounds like kind of a ongoing case, a portion of it resolved, and there's been a couple of ATM thefts around the Star Valley area, and one of those coming to a close, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we made some arrests on that, although we do believe there's more people involved, so we are still working on it. But yeah, we've made two arrests in the Thane incident, the ATM burglary, and a couple suspects that we've actually extradited from Houston that are in our jail now and charged officially charged with those crimes. So
this Thane ATM was hit, looks like, back in early February, correct?
Right.
And worked with some agencies from outside the, looks like, Montpelier area, and to help track these guys down.
Yeah, we had some information from other agencies about some suspicious things, and we followed up on that and started with some search warrants and collecting evidence and additional search warrants and a lot of work, and ended up able to charge two individuals out of Houston area.
So these two have been taken into custody then, and where are they at?
Yeah,
currently
they're currently in our jail in Kemmer.
They're in Lincoln County now.
Yeah.
How long ago were they taken?
Yeah. So the way that works is that we put out a nationwide warrant, and they get picked up wherever they're at, and then there's a process that happens with extradition. And so we, within the last few weeks, in two separate extraditions, we got them both back here, and so they've been here 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
One's had an appearance in court, and the other one's still waiting on a preliminary hearing.
So, Sheriff, this wasn't the only ATM theft that took place. This one that you're talking now is specifically one that took place in Thane. Before that, there was another one in Alpine.
Right.
And that one's still an ongoing investigation, correct?
Correct. And we believe they're probably related. We're pretty certain they're related. Same MO. It was done the exact same way. We just have more evidence on the Thane one to charge these crimes, but the Alpine one is still under investigation, so we'll continue to work on that one and hopefully make some more arrests or see where that takes us.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like these are the only two that are potentially involved, because it wasn't right. Just those two instances here. I mean, it sounds like there may be some more scattered around.
We think they're related to some similar ATM burglaries throughout the country. So the chance exists that this is just the beginning of what's going on with this group. But yeah, we're happy to be able to get these arrests and bring them back here to charge with the Thane burglary. So
Lincoln County Sheriff,
a lot of work.
Yeah, Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. And again, tip our hat to the investigators from your department and neighboring departments that put all this together.
Yep. They've done a good job.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate your time as always in studio this morning. A couple of other things going on. I know that your department wasn't directly involved in the response with this, but we had that accident last week in Cokeville that involved nine teenagers. And it sounded like could have been a lot worse of an outcome than it was. But it was one of those situations where you had multiple EMS agencies respond, right? Because it was in Cokeville, so we were dispatching Montpelier and Star Valley and Kemmer. And maybe speak to that and the type of countywide and even intercounty response.
Yeah, so we responded. Highway Patrol was able to come and help us with that accident and do the accident report and use some of their specialty training on that. But an accident like that with so many victims, multiple people getting transported to different area hospitals and even some transported by helicopter, it's there's draw resources, which, you know, something that happens around communities like this is when something that level, you draw resources from everywhere. So you got them coming from Kemmer and Afton and Cokeville and, like you mentioned, Montpelier. So everybody works together to make sure that we have the best outcome. But yeah, the tragic deal and some of those injuries, it's unfortunate, and just hope for the best for all the people that are recovering from that.
Yeah. One of the things that it may shed a little light on is Cokeville as a community, kind of being on an island a little bit and surrounded by three communities with services, but not having much of their own, right?
Yeah, and it's just a result of being small,
right?
And having those resources. But they have a police department. They both of their guys were out there that night and helping in any way that they could. And so it's just, it's a result of rural Wyoming, and everybody helps each other out. But it's all part of Lincoln County, and again, the resources, we're fortunate to be able to draw resources from all the different areas when something like that happens.
Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, this was a case that was handled by the Afton Police Department, but there's been some domestic violence cases, and even recently SBI reported on a murder-suicide event that was handled by APD. Maybe a good time to remind our listeners what resources are available for domestic violence.
Yeah, of course, Turning Point is always available for domestic violence situations to help out with possible protection orders and shelters, different things that they have the professional resources to be able to help out domestic violence victims with. It's, one of those issues that just continues to be a problem, and it's a problem here in our county and throughout the country, but it's something that is preventable and something that we want to continue to work on to educate and let people know about the resources available, let people know that violence is never an option, no matter how mad you are and what's going on, that there's better ways to handle it. And, one thing that I want to add on that is just the sheriff's office now has three female deputies. Afton has a female officer. Sometimes it's more comfortable for a female victim of domestic violence to talk to a female. And that kind of makes sense. Females are, I think you would agree, a lot better at certain things, maybe communications at the top of that list. So we're fortunate now to have that resource at the sheriff's office and Afton that has some females that maybe are, victims may be more comfortable sharing with rather than sitting down with a male deputy. So we're fortunate to have that. We like the diversity of our department and the things that brings to us, but that's just one thing that comes to mind that, female deputy may be better able to communicate with somebody, or somebody may be more comfortable sharing their experience and what's happening to them, and so encourage people to use that resource as well.
It's a very valid thought. What is the protocol when someone calls in and saying that they themselves are in a domestic abusive situation or domestic violence, however it may be? I'm assuming they could request maybe a female officer if they wanted to come out. What are those protocols like?
Yeah, they can. Any given evening, we may not have a female deputy on, but they're available for follow-up. And if somebody expresses that desire or if that's offered, that the follow-up can be done by a female. And maybe so our priority, of course, at the time that we get the call is to make sure that we de-escalate the situation, so there's no additional issues, no further possible harm that's going to come at that time. And then we have time to follow up on that and do the right thing. So if that's a concern and that request is made, then we can certainly make sure that the follow-up is done by someone that they're more comfortable with.
Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio for the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Sheriff, anything else you wanted to touch on while we have you?
No, I appreciate the time and the opportunity.
Absolutely. That's the Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with the SBI Radio Network.